Hello everybody, welcome to the voice recording of the Community Living and Respite Services Community News, which is our spring edition and edition number 57. You might have noticed that we've got a new email layout for our newsletter, and I hope that you like it. And if you've got any feedback on it, please share it with us. I hope everyone is enjoying the change in weather, and this is my favourite time of the year. We have some beautiful weather this time of the year. I'm also encouraging everyone to come along to our annual general meeting on Thursday, the 23rd of October, where, amongst other items, we are farewelling board members Wayne Jenkin and Erin Langman. Wayne and Erin have completed the maximum term allowed on our board, which is 9 years. We are seeking new board members with experience and knowledge in risk management, corporate governance, financial management and accounting, asset management and or ICT strategy and governance. If you have these skills and want to support the delivery of our organisation's vision of empowering individuals and families to live the life they choose in a community enriched by the inclusion of all, please reach out to Gillian Nulker, the Executive Assistant, on 03 5480 2388, or email ea@clrs.org.au. Our board meets monthly on the first Wednesday of the month, rotating between in-person meetings and online meetings. Run at Chukamuama 2025, our second major fundraising event of the year, took place on Sunday the 3rd of August and was a great success. We had 801 people register, which is 184 more participants than 2024, when we had 617, and 568 more than our first local event at home in 2022, where we had 233 participants. This year, we closed the iconic old Chukamuama Bridge to road traffic as part of the 21.1k, 10k, 5k and Frinkle Junior Bolt event courses. It was a major hit with our participants, who had the unique experience of running, walking or wheeling their way across it and towards the finish line in Blair Street, Muama. Together, we raised an amazing $54,309.05, and the event would not be possible without the support of our sponsors, local businesses and all the volunteers who help us out on the day. So a big thank you to each of you. And as you'll see, our picture on the front is everybody warming up for the run at Chukamuama event with the help of Kirsty Sepple. Next page is some pictures of Run at Chukamuama participants running down along at Chukamuama Beach over the new bridge, and of the Muama Anglican Grammar Drumline entertaining participants as they ran through the port area. And then we've got a piece on Run at Chukamuama 2025. We had 801 participants register this year for Run at Chukamuama, which was held on Sunday the 3rd of August. We had 256 people in the 21.1k, the half marathon, 228 in the 10k, 251 in the 5k, and in the Frinkle Junior Bolt, in the 5 to 7 years group, we had 43 children, and in the 8 to 10 years group, we had 23. People ran, walked, wheeled, cheered, volunteered, supported, and raised funds for our Opening Doors project, Building Homes for People with Disability. It was a wonderful celebration of community supporting community. The day kicked off at 8 a.m. with the half marathon and 10k event starting together from the iconic old Chukamuama Bridge, closed to road traffic for the occasion. At 9:15 a.m, the 5k event took off, followed by the Frinkle Junior Bolt at 10:15 a.m. The young runners brought lots of energy, cheering on the half marathoners before their own race, and all the kids were excited to cross the finish line and receive their free Frinkle voucher. We were supported by over 50 passionate volunteers who helped make the day run smoothly. We had course marshals and water station attendants, race HQ check-in crew, medal distributors at the finish line, early risers who set up fencing and signage, the event pack-down team, lead bikers for each race, our dedicated first aid officer, fitness instructors from Snap Fitness Echuca and Echuca Muama Run Club who warmed up the crowds pre-events, 8 photographers who generously volunteered their time to photograph the day from various locations around the course, 5 of whom were from the Chukamuama Photography Club. To view the great photos taken on the day, please click on the link below to the 2025 Run Chukamuama Photo Gallery, and you can also watch the great video made by Radiant Media Productions that captured the day by watching the wrap-up video. Massive thank you to our incredible 2025 sponsors, Muama Bowling Club, our event sponsor, Riv Herald, Work Locker Echuca, Radiant Media Productions, Revolution Print, 102.5 Edge FM, Cosgrove Lawyers, Edge Projects, Beechworth Bakery and Charles L. King First National Real Estate Echuca Muama as our major sponsors, and Frinkle Muama as our junior boat sponsor. And make sure you save the date for our 2026 event, which will be held on Sunday the 2nd of August. We're also really proud to share that our out-of-home care team was nominated and shortlisted as a finalist for the 2025 Victorian Child Protection Awards in the Minister's Award for Excellence in Protecting Children. This award recognises individuals and teams who have advanced their approaches to achieve the best possible outcomes for children and young people and their families or carers. Being selected as a finalist is an acknowledgement of the dedication, compassion and innovation our out-of-home care team brings to their work every day. Although the team did not take home the award at the ceremony held on the 2nd of September in Melbourne, their nomination and shortlisting is a testament to the impact they have on the lives of the young people they support. Their commitment to providing safe, nurturing and empowering environments continues to make a meaningful difference in our community. And congratulations to the entire team. Your efforts are deeply valued and this recognition is well deserved. And then there's a picture below of a couple of members of our team, along with myself, Lauren Davey, our Director of Operations, Nicolina Devitt, our Senior Manager for Residential, and Bianca Cole, who's the team, one of the team leaders of the group. We've also got updated signage at Murray River Tea Rooms. Have you driven past the Murray River Tea Rooms recently and noticed any changes? We've recently had the opportunity to refresh the external signage at the tea rooms, made possible through the generous support of grants from WAMA RSL and Murray River Council. After 8 years, the original signage had become faded and weathered, and the new signage has revitalised the Murray River Tea Rooms appearance, helping us maintain a professional and welcoming presence that continues to attract both loyal patrons and new visitors to our social enterprise. Under this, there's a couple of pictures of the Mayor of Murray River Council, John Harvey, and the CEO of Miama RSL, Ashley Menzies, with a number of our staff and volunteers pointing up at the beautiful new signage that we've got and also standing in front of the tea rooms. There's an invite to our 46th annual general meeting held on Thursday, the 23rd of October, starting at 7 a.m. We're holding our meeting at Echuca Workers, and then we'll do a presentation to retiring board members, our staff years of service awards, and we've got a couple of key announcements to make. Light refreshments will be served prior to the meeting from 6:30 p.m. and everyone's welcome. Please RSVP by phoning 5480 2388 or emailing events@clrs.org.au. We do have some board member vacancies, and if you're interested in supporting the strategic leadership of community living and respite services, we do have an ad for that. So as you all know, we were founded in 1979 and we are dedicated to providing high quality disability support services in our local region. We're a registered provider with the NDIS and the Victorian Department of Families, Fairness and Housing, ensuring a strong focus on client safeguarding, governance and robust systems. We're now recruiting for interested community members to join our volunteer board, and these positions are a great opportunity to volunteer your skills and expertise to support the strategic leadership of disability support services in our local community. You are expected to attend at least 6 meetings a year, read board materials in advance of board meetings, and come prepared to ask questions and participate in discussions, and you will be required to serve on at least one subcommittee. You'll need to be able to commit about 3 to 4 hours a month, including meeting time, and all board work, including meetings, can be completed remotely. But we do look for people who can also come face to face because we do think that's important. If you're interested, please reach out to Gillian on 5480 2388 or email ea@clrs.org.au. And then we have a couple more pictures of our clients out and about during the last 3 months. Thank you to everybody for listening. I hope you all have a lovely rest of your day.